Right. So today we're going to get into something that I think is super relevant for pretty much anybody with an online presence these days. You know, website speed.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we've got this great piece here by Joe Medico, Website Speed Testing Tools, How to Identify and Resolve Performance Bottlenecks. And the thing that really struck me right away was just how crucial speed is. Like, in the old days, it was kind of like, okay, yeah, a fast website's nice to have. But these days, it's really like if your site doesn't load like that, you're kind of out of the game.
Yeah, it's not even a question anymore, is it?
Not at all. It's table stakes.
Totally. And Medico really drives that home with that stat about the 2 second delay, you know,
Oh, yeah.
because a third of your visitors are just
It's
gone.
crazy, right? Like, just poof, they're gone. You know, you spend all this time and energy, building this beautiful site, creating amazing content, and then bam, 2 seconds tick by and they're like, nope, I'm out of here. It really does make you realize just how impatient we've all become,
Absolutely.
Like everything has to be instant gratification.
Instant, yeah. It's like we're all conditioned now for things to happen immediately. I
Yeah.
mean, think about it, right? You click a link, and if it doesn't load in a couple of seconds, you're already like tapping your fingers thinking about moving on.
It's true. It's like our attention spans have just shrunk.
Totally.
And, it's interesting to think about the psychology behind that too. Like, why are we so quick to abandon a slow-loading page?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, part of it, I think, is just the sheer volume of stuff online.
Right.
There's just so much out there, so many choices.
Right. If one thing isn't working, there's like a million other things you could be doing. It's almost like you're training people to be impatient because you're giving them so many options.
It's like this constant competition for attention. And if you don't grab it right away, you lose.
And then, of course, on top of that impatience factor, you've got the whole Google thing, that Medico mentions.
Oh, yeah, the SEO impact is huge.
Huge, yeah. Like Google is actively penalizing sites that are slow.
It's not just about losing the visitors who do find you. It's about not even getting found in the first place.
Totally. If you're not showing up on that first page of search results, you might as well be invisible.
And, you know, it's not just Google either.
Sure, yeah.
Users themselves, they're making judgments about your site based on its speed. Like
Right.
a fast site, it just feels more professional, more trustworthy.
Totally. It's like you land on a site and it loads quickly. You're like, okay, these people know what they're doing. I can trust them with my time, my information.
It inspires confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. And then on the flip side, if you're on a site and it's taking forever to load, you're like, oh, what is going on here? Are they even still in business?
It's like a bad first impression that's hard to shake.
Totally. And beyond just that initial impression, Medico makes a great point about the overall user experience. It's like a snappy website. It just encourages people to explore more, to spend more time,
They're more likely to stick around if things are moving smoothly.
Yeah, and then ultimately they're more likely to do whatever it is you want them to do on that website,
Whether that's buy something, sign up for something, whatever.
Exactly.
So speed really is connected to everything else.
Totally. It all ties back to that bottom line in a way. So it's not just a technical thing, it's a business thing, a user experience thing, everything.
Everything, yeah. So, you know, getting into the nitty-gritty here, like how do we actually find and fix these speed bottlenecks?
Right. And that's where Medico brings up these, website speed testing tools. And I love this analogy that he uses in the article where he talks about it being like a health check for your website.
I like that.
Because, it's not just about, is it fast or is it slow? It's about like, what are the specific things that are contributing to that speed or lack thereof?
It's about getting a diagnosis, not just a symptom check.
Exactly. So these tools, they're looking at, how quickly is your server responding to requests? How efficiently is the browser rendering the page? How optimized are your images and files?
All the little details that add up to make a big difference.
Exactly. And what I really appreciate about these tools is that they don't just give you like a pass-fail grade. It's not just like, oh, your site's slow or oh, your site's fast. It's like they actually break it down for you.
They give you specific recommendations.
They show you exactly where the problems are and like often even suggest solutions.
It's like having a website mechanic under the hood,
I love that analogy.
pointing out all the little things that need to be tweaked or tuned up.
And one thing that Medico mentions that I thought was really interesting is the importance of testing under different conditions.
Simulating real-world scenarios.
Right, because not everybody is accessing your website on like a super fast fiber connection with a brand new computer.
Totally. People are on their phones, on the go, using different browsers.
Right. And so these tools, they can actually simulate all of that.
They can show you how your site performs on different internet speeds, different devices.
And that's really valuable because it gives you a much more realistic picture of how your site is actually performing for real users out there in the wild.
Exactly. It's not just about how it looks in your perfect little bubble.
Right, exactly. So, okay, let's say you've run one of these tests and you've got your results.
Okay.
What are some of the key things that you're looking at to try to pinpoint those bottlenecks?
Well, Medico breaks it down into a few really crucial areas. You've got your server response time, you know, that initial delay between when a browser requests a page and when the server starts sending back information.
Right.
And then there's browser rendering time, which is how long it takes for the browser to actually put all the pieces of the page together and display it to the user. And then finally, the resource loading sequence, which is basically the order in which different elements like images, scripts, style sheets are loaded.
Okay. So just to kind of clarify that a little bit. So the server response time, that's basically like how quickly is your server like waking up and saying, oh, hey, somebody wants this cage.
Exactly. It's like the initial handshake.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And then the browser rendering time, that's like, okay, the server has sent all the stuff over, but now the browser has to actually like assemble it and make it look pretty for the user.
Exactly. It's like taking all the ingredients and actually baking the cake.
Gotcha. And then the resource loading sequence is like, okay, are we loading the most important things first?
Right. Are we prioritizing the elements that the user needs to see right away?
So, for example, we probably want to load like the text and the main content before we start loading like a bunch of fancy images and animations and things like that.
Exactly. It's about making the page feel responsive, even if some things are still loading in the background.
Gotcha, gotcha. That makes sense. And then there was this whole thing about browser caching that I thought was really interesting.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Can you explain that a little bit? Because I think a lot of people might not be familiar with that concept.
Sure. So basically, when you visit a website for the first time, your browser can store certain files locally on your computer.
Okay.
Things that don't change very often, like logos, design file scripts.
Gotcha.
And then the next time you visit that site, or even just another page on the same site, your browser can just pull those files from your local storage instead of having to download them from the server again.
So it's kind of like, you know, if you go to a restaurant and they have like a regular menu and then they also have like a daily specials menu.
Okay.
The regular menu is like the stuff that's cached. It's always the same, so they don't have to reprint it every day.
Right.
But then the specials menu, that's like the stuff that's constantly changing. So they have to download that fresh every time.
I like that analogy.
So it's like the browser saying, okay, I've already seen this logo before. I'm just going to use the copy that I have on file instead of downloading again.
Exactly. And that can save a ton of time, especially if you're a frequent visitor to a particular site.
Right. And Medico mentions that the speed testing tools can actually tell you if your website is using browser caching effectively, which is great because, you know, a lot of times it's a relatively easy fix that can make a big difference.
Yeah, it's low-hanging fruit in terms of optimization.
Okay. So we've talked about identifying the bottlenecks. Now let's talk about actually fixing them.
Right.
And Medico focuses on a couple of key solutions. The first one being image optimization, which seems like a really common problem area.
Oh, for sure. Images are often the biggest culprits when it comes to slow loading times.
Why is that?
Well, because, you know, everybody wants these beautiful high-resolution images on their website.
Right.
But those images, they can be huge in terms of file size.
Right.
And the bigger the file, the longer it takes to download.
Makes sense.
So image optimization is all about basically shrinking those images down without sacrificing too much quality.
So it's kind of like, you know, if you're sending a photo to a friend, you might resize it before you email it so that it doesn't take forever to send.
Exactly.
It's the same principle, but for website images.
Right. And the cool thing is that a lot of these speed testing tools, they can actually analyze your images and suggest the optimal compression levels and formats.
Oh, wow.
So they'll tell you like, hey, you could shrink this image by 50% and nobody would even notice the difference.
That's amazing.
It's pretty handy.
And then the other big solution that Medico talks about is using a content delivery network or CDN.
Right.
This one's a little bit more technical, but can you break it down for us in like layman's terms?
Sure. So imagine that your website is like a pizza place.
Okay, I'm following.
And all your pizzas are made in one central kitchen. So if somebody orders a pizza from across town, it's going to take a while for that pizza to get to them.
Right.
But what if you had multiple kitchens located all over the city?
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
Then you could just deliver the pizza from the kitchen that's closest to the customer.
So it's like instead of having all your website files stored on one server in one location, mm-hmm. you're actually distributing them across multiple servers all over the world.
Exactly. And then when somebody visits your website, they're automatically served the files from the server that's closest to them geographically.
So it's like if somebody in London visits your website, they're not getting the files from a server in New York.
Right.
They're getting them from a server in, like, maybe Ireland or something.
Exactly. And that makes a huge difference in terms of speed.
Because the data doesn't have to travel as far.
Right. It's all about reducing that latency.
Gotcha. And Medico mentions that the speed testing tools can actually tell you if a CDN would be beneficial for your site.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to, like, just guess.
Right. They can analyze your traffic patterns and give you a recommendation.
That's really cool. Okay, so zooming out a little bit, you know, Medico's article really emphasizes that website speed isn't just about, like, making users happy.
Right.
It's actually a really important factor for your overall online success.
Yeah, it impacts everything from search engine ranking to user experience to conversion rates.
Right. It's all connected.
Mm-hmm.
So the big takeaway here is that you can't afford to ignore website speed.
Absolutely. It's something you need to be constantly thinking about and optimizing.
And the good news is that there are tools and strategies available to help you do that.
Right. And a lot of them are actually pretty straightforward to implement.
So, you know, whether you're running a business, a blog, or just a personal website, speed is something that you need to prioritize.
For sure. It's an investment that will pay off in the long run.
And you know what's interesting is that this whole concept of, like, identifying bottlenecks and optimizing performance, it doesn't just apply to websites.
Right.
Like, you could apply this to almost any area of your life, you know?
Totally. Think about your workflows, your processes, your habits.
Are there areas where things are feeling slow or inefficient?
Maybe you're spending way too much time on email, or you're getting bogged down in unnecessary meetings.
Right. Or maybe your morning routine is taking forever.
It's all about taking a step back.
Yeah.
Analyzing the situation and figuring out where you can make improvements.
I love that. It's like you can be your own website speed testing tool.
Exactly. You can analyze your own life and optimize for peak performance.
I love that. Well, this has been a really fascinating conversation.
Yeah, it's been great.
Thanks for sharing this article with us. I think it's going to be really helpful for a lot of people.
My pleasure. Always happy to talk about website performance.
And for all of you listening out there, you know, think about this. What are some seemingly small things that might be having a big impact on your online presence or even just your life in general?
Yeah, where are your hidden bottlenecks?
It's something to ponder.
Food for thought.
Until next time.
See ya.